This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Rabbi Isai, Shalom Aleichem. We're starting with Masechta Nedarim. Just a brief intro to the methodology of how we're going to do the Masechta. I have a little bit, this week I have to, so to speak, cover some ground because I'm going to be away next week. So I want to just tell you about the methodology. There's no Rashi on Masechta Nedarim. The Rashi on the side of the page is not Rashi. And the Tosfos on Nedarim is a different style of Tosfos than the rest of Shas. The primary commentary is the Ran. The Ran is, so to speak, like a hybrid type of Perush. It explains the Shaka Vatarya and it also brings questions from Shas. I do want to read portions of the Ran inside. So while we usually, when we learn the Gemara, we just read the Gemara inside, we'll speak out the Rashis, sometimes we'll speak out Tosfos. In Nedarim, if possible, I would like to read portions of the Ran inside, okay? I'm going to tell you where I am, so you could follow along. The Mishnah begins, Kol kinoi nedarim kinedarim. All nicknames of nedarim are like nedarim, which means you don't have to actually say the word neder, but even if you say a word that's a nickname for neder, that would be just as valid as a neder. Now, the Ran is going to teach us that there are really two kinds of nedarim. There's nedarim where you create an isser and it becomes hektish to bedek habayis or as a carbon. And our Masechta is not really speaking about that type of neder. Our Masechta is speaking about nidre isser, where you aser on yourself something. Now, if you're going to make a neder for the bedek habayis, you could only make a neder on your own possessions. I can't say that your computer belongs to the bedek habayis. I can only say my computer belongs to the bedek habayis. I can't aser your stuff. I can only aser my stuff. However, if I'm creating a neder that's nidre iser, then I could say my stuff is aser to me. I could say your stuff is aser to me. I could say my stuff is aser to you. I can't say your stuff is aser to you. In other words, I have more control. If I'm making something owned by the Beis HaMikdash, I can only do it to my stuff. But if I'm creating an isser, I can make an isser on my things to me, on your things to me, and on my things to you. I can't aser your things to you, and I can't aser someone else's things to anybody else. So we're talking about nidre isser. Now, nidre isser, there are two ways of doing it. You could make a neder where I just say, this thing is aser to me as a neder. Or I could say, this apple, which was already aser to me as a neder, I say to apple B should be like apple A. That's called a matfis the neder bedavar hanador, where I, so to speak, utilize something that was already aser through a neder to extend that iser to something else. That's called hatfasa. Actually, the opinion of the Rush is that every single neder, you have to use the process of hatfasa, where you have to say that this thing is aser to me like that other thing, like something else. The Ran says, no, you don't have to use that. You could also use the method of hatfasa. I could say this thing is aser to me, or I could utilize the principle that this thing is aser to me like something else. So all nicknames of Nedarim are like Nedarim. Please take a look at the Ran inside. Says the Ran, the first Ran. We're not going to read all the Rans. In the Dirshu, the Daf Shua sends out a Chayveres. So if you want to know on Amud Aleph, we're going to be reading this part of the Ran, a few lines in the middle, and a few lines at the end. That's what we're going to be doing. This way you have an idea. Okay, so says the Ran, Kol Kinu Nedarim, Nedarim. Neder hu be'echad mishnei inyanim. A neder could be in one of two ways. Number one, im nidre hektish, where I'm a neder to hektish, shehu maktish lebedek habayis, where I'm maktish something to the bedek habayis, to the temple, oy lemizbeach, or to the mizbeach, or be'inyan ze eino yachal hektish, elamashu shloin, and this inyan, you cannot be maktish something, or you can only be maktish something which is yours, v'isurei kailo kaladam. And when I render something owned by the Beis HaMikdash, it is then usher to everyone. I can only donate something to the Beis HaMikdash, which is mine, but once I do, it is asur to the whole world. But that is not what this Masechta is about, says the Ran. The other type of nedarim is oy nidrei iser. Nidrei iser, sha'asar al atzmai dvarim hamutarim. I asar on myself things which are mutar. And in this way, I could asar your stuff on me. Ve'ein isurei shavah l'kol, and its isur is not equal to everyone. It will only be asur to me, it won't be asur to you. Umesechta zuhi beinyan nidrei iser. This mesechta is going to be speaking about nidrei iser. Shema sheshana kan, that which we're about to see. The next line in the Mishnah. Charamim kecharamim, that kinoy charamim, nicknames of charam are like charamim. This charamim that we're talking about is haynu mishum shaloshon cherem kishem shu kol cherme bedekabayis. Just like you could make a cherem and render something owned by the mikdash. But that's not the cherem we're talking about either over here. Kachu koilo nidre yisr. Cherem also includes cherme yisr. Kedetnan lekaman, like we learned later on. Harini alaya cherem. If a person says, I am to you as a cherem. Hamudar asr. The one who the neder was on is asr. If I say, I am asr to you as a cherem, I'm asr to you. If I say, Hare at olai cherem, you are a cherem to me, hamadir asr, then I'm asr. Umishem hai gavna tanich ramim. It's for this latter case that we taught cherem, where somebody makes a cherem, not that it should go to the bed of kabayis, but that you're creating an isr like a neder. The ilu cherme bed of kabayis, but the subject of cherme bed of kabayis, loy shaychi b'hai mesachta, does not belong here, ela b'seder kachem. Now, the Nidre Isser, our subject here of Nidre Isser, who Echad Mishloisha Oifanim, is in one of three drachim. Iker HaNeder, a primary Neder, where a person says, I Aser this thing to me as a Neder. Number two, Viki Nuyav, a Kinoi Nedarim, where I say this item is not a Neder, but I use a nickname for a Neder. Well, we're going to see what a nickname for a Neder is, you know. A word that sounds like neder. Instead of neder, a word that sounds like neder. V'yadois, and like a half a neder, a suggestion, a suggestive term for a neder. Iker ha-neder, you know what an iker ha-neder is? Hu sheyoymar, davar ze asar alai. This matter, this thing is asar to me. Comes the Ran, and the Ran asserts his position, not like the Rush. U'bein she'tfisu bin davar acher. Whether you try to utilize something else that was already usher and say, this apple should be like the first apple that was already usher, bein shaloi hitfisai, or you didn't invoke anything else, zehu neder amar b'tayra. That is a neder that is said in the Torah. By the way, if you look in the Rush on the side of the Gemara, on the fifth line, the Rush says, it's in tiny letters, Iker neder ha'amar b'toira hu shematfis ha'chefetz b'davar ha'ne'esar al yedei iser peh. The Iker neder is when you aser a chefetz by utilizing something else that was already aser by your declaration, kagoin karbin, ay hektish, ay shenishba alav. Let's say, this is very important, when you use the methodology of hatfasa, you can't say, well, this apple is usher to me, just like the piece of pig over there. You can't invoke a piece of pig. You know why? Because a piece of pig is intrinsically usher, and I'm trying to create an isser neder, a superimposed isser. You can't, there's no correlation between a inherent isser like pig and a superimposed isser like a neder. The only way to utilize the process of hatfasa is if I invoke something that was also an isser created through my words, like a carbon or a previous neder, and then I extend it to the next item. But I can't extend an isser that was an inherent isser. I can only extend something which is isser peh. So the Rush learns that the only really way to make a neder is through hatfasa. The Ran learns that no, you could utilize either method. Okay. Ella, look at back in the Ran, the second to last narrow line, Ella Dehichashit Fisu, when you use Hatfasa, Ba'inan Sheyatfisenu Bedavar Hanadar, you need to be matfis in something that became Asr through a neder, Veloy Bedavar Ha'asr, and not through something which is a Davar Ha'asr. Kedamrinan Bereish Perak Shvuas Shtayim Basar, like we learned in the beginning of the Perek Shvua Shtayim Basra, my taima, why do you have to be Madfis Bedavar Ha Nador? The Amar Kra Ish Ki Yidar Nedar Lashem Ad She Yidar Bedavar Ha Nador. You have to make a neder in something that was previously asserted through a neder. Kaloymar sha'afal pisha neder chal beloy hatfasa. Not like the rush. Even though a neder could take place without the process of hatfasa, afilu hachi, nevertheless, im hitfisu, if you did use hatfasa, ba'inon sheyat besenu b'davar another, it has to be that you were matfis in something that was previously asr as a neder, veloy b'davar ha'asr. K'moshika safti sham b'siyata Dishmaya. Hilkach hecha shehitfis, if you use the process of hatfasa, va'amar harei kikarze alai kekarban, chayel nidrei, v'ikar neder huze, this is an ikar neder. What's a kinoi, right? What's a nickname for a neder? The kinoi nedarim, pligi, shebemakim karban, let's say instead of saying, this apple should be also to me like a karban, I say, yomer, it should be also to me like a koinam, or like a koinach, or like a koines. V'chol she'amar kein, harehu aser, ki'ilu amar karban alai. It's as if you said karban alai, ki karze, v'haynu detnan kol kinu nedarim, kinedarim. Okay, let's move on in the Mishnah. Also, v'charamim k'charamim. Nicknames of charamim are like charamim. So the Ran says in the middle of the page, what does that mean? Kaloymar. Sheha'oymer nechasim elu alai cherek. Let's say instead of saying these items are usher to me as a cherem, I use the word cherek or cherech or cheref. Hare ilu ki ilu amar nechasim elu alav cherem. It's as if you said cherem. Vehem asurim alav. Now we're going to see on Daf Yod a very interesting machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says, this is in the Ran on the fifth wide line, that these Lashonos are just languages of the Goyim. And Reish Lakish says, no, these languages are just languages the rabbis made up. But there's no real difference, because whether they're the language of the Goyim or languages the rabbis made up, language is not inherent. Language is just, so to speak, a convention that people, we all agree that when we refer to Torah, let's call it learning. It doesn't mean there's anything inherent about the English word learning that it refers to Torah. Just we came to the consensus so that I know what you're talking about, you know what I'm talking about, that the word learning will be referring to Torah. But nevertheless, that's not, since all language is really a consensus, therefore whether these are Gentile words or rabbinic made up verbiage, either way it would be effective. Fine. Now, the Mishnah continues, Ushvuais kashvuais. Nicknames of Shvua would be like a Shvua. Instead of, let's say, saying Shvua, a kinoi of a Shvua, you said Shvuka, or any nickname for Shvua, it will be like a Shvua. Unazirus kinazirus, or a nickname for Nazirus, will be like Nazirus. Look at the Ran, four lines on the bottom. Kalaymer sha'oimer hareini nazik paziach. Ka'oimer hareini nazir. Fine. Says the Mishnah, Ha'omer lechaveroi, mudrani mimcha, someone who says to his friend, I am usher in a neder from you, mufrashani mimcha, I am separated from you, meruchukani mimcha, I am distant from you. And the way the Ran explains it, yeah, nu, I'm usher in a neder from you, I'm separated from you, I'm distant from you, that what? Sha'ani oichel, that I'm not going to eat lecha from yours, shani toyim lecha, that I'm gonna taste from you, aser, it's aser. The Ran says three lines on the bottom of farsh b'gemara dahainu yadois. These are examples of yadois. Yadois are suggestions of another. Well, you don't say it outright because this guy never said I'm aser. He just said that I am separate from you or distant from you that I'm gonna taste. Pal, just say, you're usher. He never said you're usher. But he, so to speak, made a suggestive statement that he wants to be usher. So that's not a nickname. That's called yadois. Just like a handle of a kli drags along the rest of the kli, a suggestion of a neder drags along the rest of the neder. Okay? V'havi yadois, look in the Ran. U'mefarshim nami d'hachi katani. What he means to say is, mudrami mecha, I am usher a neder from you, shani oichalach, that I'm going to eat of yours. I medrani mimcha, or I take a neder from you, shani toyim lach, that I'm going to taste of you. The same thing, all these three expressions, a mudrani, mafreshani, and merchulkani, are going on sha'ani toyim lach or sha'ani oichalach. And these are yadois because he did not deloy masik dibure lemeimar kekarban. He never said it's aser like a karban, or he never said aser bechlal. One more thing, there are two different gersois here. Some are goyres, I'm distant from you, I'm far from you, I'm separate from you, that I'm going to eat she'ani, and some have a gersa she'eni, that I am not going to. Is it that I'm asur neder in eating or tasting, or is it that I'm asur neder that I'm not going to? Okay? And then the Mishnah ends off. Rabbi Akiva hayo choychech. Okay, menuda anilach. Let's say somebody says, I am menuda to you. Now, menuda could mean I'm in chirem, or it could just mean I'm distant from you. Okay, the Rashi, is referred to as the Mefarish here, says, it's like, let's say somebody says, you know, I'm like, Usr, I'm in chirem to you, I'm a menuda to you. Rabbi Akiva hayo choychech bazel hachmer. Rabbi Akiva literally was like he rubbed to be machmer. The Ran on Daf Zayin explains the terminology choychech. Choychech means like somebody who's masupik, you know, somebody who can't clarify his mind. He starts scratching his head. Or mechuchach, choychech is a lashon of the palate. He would, you know, like you ask a rabbi a question and he doesn't know what to say. Is it mutter? Is it us? He starts making all these noises and he's doing things with his tongue and he's, what's the rabbi doing? That's called choychech lahachmer. He can't say definitively it's aser, but he's not comfortable saying that it's mutter. So that's called being choychech lahater. So lahachmer. So in this case, Rabbi Kiva says, in the case of menuda anilach, Rabbi Kiva was choychech lahachmer. Friends, that is Beis Amud Aleph. If you could please do me a favor, can we do Beis Amud Beis tonight? Because as I mentioned, I'm going to be away a little next week, and I really want to stay ahead, and it's only 9:38. So how about we do it? Okay, it's pretty short. Okay, thank you. Shtika kahida. There you go. Thank you.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.